only the boring are bored in Emporia sort of philosophy with all the different activities that are coming up. You mentioned First Friday, which Kayla and Joel do a fantastic job with on April 1st, and then the pop-up, which we're happy to help out with the incubator space at 729 Commercial Street. But there's all sorts of other things that are coming up quickly, including the show of hands concept. That is a entrepreneurial support mechanism that includes a pitch and then the ability to support those pitching entrepreneurs that are starting up or expanding with a variety of different resources. And the way that will work for the general public right now, you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com, and we've got our ticket page that's open for that. This is a ticketed event, so you can buy a $10 ticket to enter, and then you can buy as many tickets as you want. And after hearing the presentations from the different entrepreneurs, you have the ability to vote for the concepts that you like. And those votes equate to real dollars. So you're giving grants to these different businesses that are in startup or expansion mode. We also have a variety of different businesses that have donated cash or products or services that we can distribute to those different businesses, and they get those sorts of cash grants or products or services once they're in business opening or operations mode. So they don't open the business. We keep those different dollars and distribute them to the next show of hands class. But general citizens can get involved on April 7th at the Emporia Arts Center, starting at 5:30 p.m. in the Black Box Theater, listening to those different pitches, and then voting for your favorite concepts for Lyon County businesses that are in startup or expansion mode. So we're excited for the first iteration of Show of Hands, and you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com to find out more information about that.
So, Casey, how's the interest been?
The interest for the entries has been really good. We have some really innovative businesses that are in startup mode, and then we have some expansions that came to us that I think are just going to be phenomenal for the area. So I think this is going to be the start of something great to help support entrepreneurs in the area, and people are going to want to come hear these announcements because there's some fantastic business concepts that are looking to start up. And then we follow that up with Bobby Thompson's working on his Flint Hills Gravel Ride in year two, which we're excited about. And then that'll be on April 9th. And then following that, if those people have sore legs and they want to have some fun, they can come to the Taste. And the Taste is also April 9th at the Civic Auditorium. We have tickets on sale now. There's all sorts of fantastic wineries, breweries, distilleries, local food options, entertainment. It's going to be a blast, and we are selling tickets briskly. So if you want to attend the Taste this year, you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com, or you can stop in the Emporia Main Street office, and we've got tickets for sale. Don't delay. Get on those ticket purchases today. We also have vendor information on the website for upcoming events like the Dynamic Disc Open on April 30th, or Cinco de Mayo by the Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow on May 7th, or the Unbound Gravel Finish Line Festival on June 4th. All of those represent fantastic opportunities for food trucks or local merchants, merchandise, different folks that may be doing fundraisers. We're talking about a lot of people that will come in to the community that you have the ability to sell products to. So get on EmporiaMainStreet.com and sign up today, or you can stop in the Emporia Main Street office and we can offer some additional information. There's also LaGrind Stage Race on May 7th and 8th, which they can go visit Cinco after their May 7th ride, but we're happy that High Gear is expanding that. The Flatland Cruisers Car Show on May 21st. And then we're working on a ton of different economic development initiatives with a vacancy study. The Fab Lab is expanding and doing all sorts of cool things, helping out businesses right now. We're working with the Center on Rural Innovation on new tech businesses. We're working with a bunch of upper story developments and then some new design initiatives. It's a busy, busy time at Emporia Main Street.
No. Really?
I'll tell
you. Yeah, the Taste coming up on April the 9th. Also, I don't think you mentioned this, but how is the mural crawl winners photo contest going?
We just announced those online, and we'll have some information that goes out in the newsletter. We had, I think, overall, when we combined all the different votes online, thousands of people got involved with the voting and sharing of those different images. You know that the mural crawl is a success when the governor of the state shares your photo montage.
Yeah.
They've been going fantastic, and I think when we have some of these larger events, we'll see more people taking pictures with these interactive murals from out of town and sharing the good news of Emporia and Lyon County in the Flint Hills region.
Yeah, these murals really did pick up the pace interactively, didn't they? There's some really neat photos that have been forwarded to Emporia Main Street. Check them out at EmporiaMainStreet.com. They look really neat. Some people are pretty creative getting interactive with these things, aren't they?
Well, kids are definitely creative, and my 8-year-old is still pretty sore that she can never get involved with any of the actual contests. But she's had a good time with the mural crawl, and it's fantastic seeing all the different families that are out and about taking pictures.
So are we doing Downtown Gardens again this year?
We are. So we've sent out information with the different Adopt-A-Garden folks that have picked up in the past, and just to ensure that they're still on board for their gardens, and if not, we'll transfer those over. We have people that every year want to adopt gardens, so if you're interested, you can contact Emporia Main Street. There are going to be some development projects with some downtown parking lots that typically have some greenery around them, and we're going to have to modify that this year because, obviously, construction. But the general gardens on Commercial Street and on 6th Avenue will still be up for adoption. And when it gets a little warmer and we don't have that chance of freezing temperatures, we'll get the irrigation system switched back on, and we'll have some cleanups that coincide with that in the middle of April.
Active. That is what Emporia Main Street is. No doubt about that. Casey, hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. My gosh, plenty going on. There is no doubt about that. And Scott alluded to this earlier, and don't forget, we just want to mention again that the 10th Annual Homemade Pan-Fried Taco Feed, supporting the Doc Baxter Athletic Training Student Scholarship and the Professional Development of Emporia State Athletic Training, is happening today. Now, if you've not had these pan-fried tacos before, treat yourself. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. This will be going on at the Diddy Catholic Campus Center, 11 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. tonight. You can order these today, the day of the event. Just call the Diddy Center at 343-6765. That's 343-6765. It's a drive-through, walk-through event at the Diddy Catholic Campus Center at 1415 Merchant. Just enter a drive from the north end of the lot off 15th and look for the signs, and that will get you to where you need to be and help out the Doc Baxter Athletic Training Student Scholarship at Emporia State University. It is 6:54, 46 degrees, time for today's Tax Tip.
KVOE and Mix 104.9 present Tax Tips, brought to you by...